This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hospitals around Wisconsin, already near capacity with COVID-19 patients, are taking extreme steps to prepare for a continued surge of new cases and new hospitalizations. In the state's northwestern region, Rich Kramer reports the Mayo Clinic Health System is adding beds and out-of-state staff.
On a cold November night outside the Mayo Clinic Health System's Eau Claire Hospital, things look pretty normal. If anything, the parking lot seems a bit empty, while the occasional ambulance pulls up to the back of the hospital's emergency department. In this case, looks are deceiving, because inside, staff are taking unprecedented steps to make room for more patients suffering with COVID-19, 2 weeks after Mayo announced all of its beds in northwestern Wisconsin were full.
Our surge plan expands into the garage, it opens up more beds. We're expanding into lobbies. We're putting people where we wouldn't normally put patients.
That's emergency room doctor Sue Cullinan recording a video diary entry October 12th. In another entry, she's checking out space in the heated ambulance garage where Mayo has since set up 4 hospital beds.
Not where I'd want to put my grandfather or my grandmother. It may have to happen.
Dr. Paul Horvath is another ER physician with Mayo. During a recent shift, regional hospitals ran out of space for new patients.
And literally every bed in northwest Wisconsin was full, and hospitals just weren't able to admit new patients, which means that I had the challenge of managing ICU-level care in my ER for hours, which is obviously not routine.
When emergency rooms fill up, Horvath says paramedics have to find new places to bring patients that are further away and may not have the same level of staff or equipment to treat the critically ill. Once in the ER, Horvath says it's hard to comfort scared patients through layers of protective equipment. It's also harder to coordinate care.
It's oftentimes difficult to communicate between the care team that are in the room as we're doing tasks with monitors beeping and staff yelling to try to talk above the monitor and through the physical barriers in front of our faces.
Mike Davis of Eau Claire has seen the hospital's transformation as a staffer and a patient. The self-described husky farm boy from northern Wisconsin began feeling worn down in late August, but the seriousness of his illness wasn't clear until he was watching the Packers-Vikings game September 13th.
I don't remember any of this. My wife tells me when I wasn't watching the Packer game, I went to the bathroom and my lips were blue. But then she took me to the emergency room and I was intubated. They took fluid from my lungs, and the fluid from my lungs tested positive for COVID right away.
Davis had worked at the hospital for 20 years imaging hearts and was now being treated by longtime colleagues and friends who kept him alive despite having respiratory failure twice.
You know, I was systemically starting to succumb to it because my lungs were so full of fluid. I had such bad COVID pneumonia that I was dying, essentially. But my heart kept me going.
The deluge of COVID-19 patients is taking an emotional toll on healthcare workers, picking up extra shifts and tending to patients who cannot see their loved ones. Mayo Chief Nursing Officer for Northwestern Wisconsin, Pam White, recalled a nurse helping a man about to be intubated call his wife, not knowing whether he would see her again.
It's happening every day. We have families dying in the hospital. It's really hard from my healthcare perspective because people can drive by the hospital and it looks normal. The walls don't look any different outside the hospital. It's everything that's happening inside the hospital that is really quite challenging, and it's hard to appreciate until you've actually experienced it.
Wisconsin Hospital Association Director Eric Borgeting says while hospitals may be able to create more beds for new patients, the biggest challenge is staffing them.
We have hundreds, if not thousands, of healthcare workers out right now because they've had some sort of an exposure in the community.
Borgeting hopes to see significant bipartisan action from state lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers to support hospitals working to recruit more staff. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.